Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host today. We're going to be talking about the Longhorn scrimmage. We've got the Longhorns going at it, offense versus defense at DKR today at 6 o'clock. I want to give you a little bit of a preview on that, talk about some of the things that Steve Sarkisian said on Thursday and informed the media of what the scrimmage would exactly be, some of the key injuries going into the game and expectations to be set, as well as some other insight that we've gleaned in the last 24 to 48 hours prior to the scrimmage as well. First of all, the injuries. Bijan Robinson, unexpected to participate. Coach Sarkisian is explaining that he is going to likely be out with an ankle injury that's non-serious and non-threatening. But something that Sarkisian wanted to tell folks to make sure they understood what was going on with his star running back. Also expected to be on the shelf quite a bit, if not entirely, is star receiver Xavier Worthy. Worthy, same as Robinson, not a threatening injury in any way whatsoever, but more precautionary from Sarkisian and the Texas staff to hold him out on Saturday afternoon. Another injury that has been lingering, frankly, and will affect the offensive line performance, and one of the reasons why the scrimmage is what it is. Andre Kerich, the junior out of South Lake Carroll, is said to be setting up to where he is going to be out because of an ankle injury. This is a prolonged injury, not saying it should be a season-threatening one as the summer approaches, plenty of time to recover. But again, one that Coach Sarkisian identified as one that they wanted to look after. Interesting that, you know, I think that Worthy's injury in particular allows for some other receivers to perhaps shine. While we know what Roschon Johnson can do, and he may be a little bit limited tomorrow, or excuse me, today at the scrimmage, so might have been Xavier Worthy, simply because Texas knows what he can do, and they have so many young receivers that Steve Sarkisian wants to see what they can do. There will be 100 plays during the scrimmage, offense versus defense. They are not playing a game, orange versus white per se. The reason why is Steve Sarkisian gave simply not enough offensive linemen to play both ways like that. So he's going to have a scripted 100 play scrimmage that will end with red zone work, offense versus defense, presumably ones versus twos and ones versus ones. So you'll be seeing good on good as well as 1v2 in that regard as well. Let's go ahead. I got some stuff I want to talk about position by position, starting at the quarterback room. There is little doubt that it is expected that Hudson Card is supposed to take snaps with the ones. He'll be the first quarterback in line tomorrow, or in line at the and for the scrimmage this afternoon. His situation is such that he was the starter at the end of last year, at the beginning of last year, pursuant to Casey Thompson's injury at times. And so he will be the starter on Saturday. Coming in immediately after him, we expect Quinn Ewers, the talented transfer from South Lake, Texas. He should be in. Following that is a little bit different. We've heard different things with the quarterback room over the last 24 to 48 hours, even into the last couple of weeks since Malik Murphy has returned and been able to practice with the team over the last couple of weeks, returning, I guess, 2 weeks ago Tuesday. Murphy may take third team snaps, may be limited, though, in what he can do because he is still nursing a foot injury he sustained during the state championship in California for Gardena Serra, leading them to the state California CIF title. Beyond him, Charles Wright and Ben Ballard also expect to get some snaps at quarterback. Wright is a young man from Austin High, who is on scholarship. Ben Ballard, however, is not. And but right now, my understanding is Ballard is actually taking snaps ahead of Charles Wright. So we'll have to see how that exactly works out during the scrimmage later today. Couple other things. We mentioned running backs. Not only is Bijan out, I mentioned also that Roschon Johnson is expected to be sidelined. Not sidelined, but expected to not get a heavy dose of usage. This is a guy that you know is a proven commodity. He has played 3 years now at the position. He's entering his senior season. Texas kind of knows what they have. I find it unlikely that they will show any Roschon Wildcat type stuff during the spring game as well, which could be used to rep that play. But I just don't see that really happening, nor do I see it anything that they want to pull out and put in front of everybody, including opponents, since this will be televised on the Longhorn Network. I don't think they want to see that or give folks any new wrinkles to tinker with or see as we go forward. Mentioned wide receivers. Interesting situation there with Xavier Worthy that we talked about already. But, you know, this is going to be fans' first real look at Isaiah Nayor, the transfer out of Tennessee, or out of Wyoming. Nayor chose Texas over Tennessee kind of at the last minute in the transfer portal before spring semester. He was an all-WAC performer for Wyoming last year. I think he caught 45 balls for 12 touchdowns, and he is big. He's 6'3", 190. He is the big guy on the roster. Marcus Washington also expected to be involved. Moochie Dixon, more of a slot type performer. And of course, Jordan Whittington, the leader perhaps in the wide receiver room as a whole, certainly the most experienced of the group and the senior leader. We expect to see him a lot. And it'll be our first real look at extended action of Casey Kane, the sophomore, our sophomore by class year, out of New Orleans. He has made turned some heads, but we're kind of unsure whether those heads being turned are a function of just being able to catch good contested balls, or if he's actually also getting open with regularity as well, and not just having to rely on contested catches. Should be interesting to see just what Casey Kane brings to the table on Saturday afternoon. Also, let's move to tight end quickly. Jatavion Sanders, the young man out of Denton Ryan, former five-star recruit, is looking to start this afternoon. Jatavion has really come on, according to all of our sources. It's been of a sort of a repetitive theme since probably the second week of the spring practice. Gunnar Helm and Jahlil Billingsley. It'll also be our first time to watch him in Longhorn uniform. He comes in from Alabama, of course. Just 3 months ago or 3.5 months ago, he was playing for the national championship for the Crimson Tide. Beyond that, Braden LeBrock is supposed to see some time. Juan Davis has not been involved in much this spring because of injury. So that rounds out the tight end group. It will be interesting because we're not quite clear on this based on our sourcing exactly how they're rotating the tight ends. It'll be one of those little minor points that not only myself, but Ian Boyd, Eric Nalin, Joe Cook, Paul Wadlington, and Justin Wellsby will be watching for on Saturday afternoon and when they go through this. On the offensive line, with the Longhorns, we mentioned briefly already that Andre Kerich will be out. We expect Hayden Connor, a true sophomore out of Katy Taylor. He is going to play, we believe, and start off at left tackle. True freshman Cole Hudson, we believe, will start at right guard. Left guard in his place. Deidre Angelau will be right guard. Christian Jones, right tackle. Jake Majors at center. They could choose to do something a little different, however. And this is almost solely because of what the situation is with all of the numbers they have on the offensive line. Only nine scholarship offensive linemen now available to them. The reality is they may push Jalen Garth into the starting lineup at left tackle and keep Hayden Connor at guard for the very first drive. But it's my understanding, and what I've been told, is everybody will play a couple different positions, not just the first team, but the second team linemen will move around as well. It'll be our first look. I want to remind people of this, of not only Cole Hudson, true freshman, but also for Sawyer Gorham Welch, a backup center that has moved from defensive tackle over to the offensive side of the ball. Sawyer Gorham-Welch doing that this offseason. Early reports were positive, but we have not heard much about him lately. We'll have to see exactly where he's at in the process. We believe that he's in that learning process that we would all describe whenever you first try a new position. All right, before we go to defense, I want to remind you guys, please consider a subscription to InsideTexas.com. It's where not only myself, but all of the Inside Texas guys are each and every day answering questions and message boards, as well as providing first-in-class content, in my opinion, as well. Also, I'd like to ask you guys that if you like these videos, please consider hitting the subscribe button on this video. It's in the bottom right-hand portion of your screen. Let's move on to the defense and start really up front where I believe it's the strength of the defense, and that's at the defensive tackle and nose guard position. Byron Murphy and Keandre Coburn are 1 and 2, or 1A and 1B right now at the nose tackle spot. Murphy, of course, only a sophomore. Keandre Coburn came back for his final season. While Coburn started most of the games last year, Murphy has been one of the most complete players throughout the entire spring.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
If you're asking me to name the top three or four players right now on the Texas roster on defense, Byron Murphy undoubtedly would be one of those players. I believe that he is the most consistent, is what he's been described to me, as of any of the defensive linemen at any of the defensive line positions. And that includes guys that may have more talent, like Alfred Collins, who the coaches still remain hopeful that the light bulb is going on for the junior from Bastrop, as well as guys like Moro Ojomo, the senior from Katy, others like Myron Warren, and then the young guys like Anthony Bryant. It'll be our first chance to watch him as well. Tavondre Sweat is expected to play as well. We've heard that Sweat is having a good spring. Texas would like nothing more right now, and this is really, fingers crossed for Texas. They would like nothing more than Tavondre Sweat and Keandre Coburn to perform in this spring like it's a contract year. I mean, this is their last year. Also, if they could get more out of Alfred Collins this spring, clearly he is one of the more talented players on the roster, and he is someone that the Longhorn coaches know can be a great player, just has to commit himself 100% to it. And he has had some injury problems that kind of hampered his development a year ago. And then he's been in high school. He played nothing, but he was on the court or in the football, or playing football all the time. So he never really had that chance, or has had that chance to gain that really powerful weight. We've heard some good reports in that regard this offseason. Also later today, we'll be looking at the defensive end spots. The situations there are really clear. And I say defensive ends, really, it's an edge in Pete Kwiatkowski's scheme. We are interested whether or not Texas goes with some more three down looks. We had heard that Texas was looking at that based on its existing personnel. And given that they don't really have that guy right now as an edge with O'Shawn Mathis, the transfer from TCU, still out there and not on campus quite yet from a not from a recruiting perspective per se, but from an actual on the roster perspective. And who could fill that role quite quickly. But we'll be looking for the progress and development of not only Baron Sorrell, but also that of Justice Finkley, who has turned some heads in spring ball. Finkley, the defensive lineman, our defensive end edge prospect out of Hewitt-Trussville in Alabama, will be there. Ovio Gufu, the senior out of that's transferred in from Notre Dame a year ago, is another returning starter at the other edge, as well as Jet Bush is supposed to be playing over there, as well as Prince Dorba. It's kind of interesting I'm also interested to see what Derek Harris can do. Those guys are all possibilities, as well as some of the young guys that are already on campus as well. Texas right now is void of that person opposite Ovie Ogbu absolutely stepping up. So I'm not talking about talent or possibilities like Sorrell or Finkley. They need someone who can absolutely stand up or step up. Are Sorrell and Finkley those guys? And we just don't know it yet. We'll have to see on Saturday afternoon. The others at linebacker, it's pretty straightforward with Luke Brockermeyer out for the entire spring with a torn ACL. DeMarvian Overshown, reports have had him playing extremely strong this spring, as well as Jalen Ford, the returning starter from a year ago. Backing up Overshown in particular is David Benda. Following those three, though, this is why Texas was attracted to Caleb Johnson in the portal. They have not had another guy step up behind those first three, and you can't get through a year of Big 12 play with just three linebackers. There's bound to be it can be anything from a targeting call to a true injury that puts you down on numbers. And with the way that offenses can be in the Big 12, you just can't go in with three linebackers. So we'll be waiting to see if any people step up. Brockermeyer not necessarily expected to be back at the beginning of next season, so he doesn't necessarily help that depth at linebacker either at this point. In the secondary, it's really it's quite clear a couple of things. One, Jahdae Barron is going to be a starter somewhere, whether that's at corner or at the nickel position. From the latest we are hearing, we expect him to start at nickel. If that's the case, that pushes Jaron Thompson, a starter last year at boundary safety, back to free safety alongside Anthony Cook, the senior who is moving from the nickel position to safety. That looks like to be your three starters there at nickel and the two safeties. Keaton Crawford, who we have heard has had an electric spring at times at safety, is now, we believe, running second team. Will that occur later today when they step out on the field? Another one of those small nuances that we at Inside Texas, and I'm sure Texas fans in general that are hardcore diehard fans, will definitely be watching for as well. The corner roles are really interesting as well. If Barron indeed rolls out as a nickel first team, Deshaun Jameson and Ryan Watts appear to be the point A and B on there, the two starters at defensive at cornerback, Watts playing the field safety role, Jameson playing Watts playing the boundary corner role, Jameson playing the field corner role for the Longhorns. We are looking forward to seeing Terrence Brooks in the secondary. The young talented five-star out of Little Elm has made some waves so far this spring as well. Another freshman I want to bring up, actually, and Steve Sarkisian's mentioned them both previously in press conferences, are the two freshman safeties, BJ Allen and Larry Turner Gooden, the Californian that signed late with the Longhorns. That is the team update for this situation. The Longhorns, from a recruiting perspective, have a number of key players on campus this weekend. They had a couple in on Thursday from out of state. They've had a couple in, a good quarterback, a 2024 quarterback in as well, that the Longhorns are definitely targeting if they don't get Arch Manning in the 2023 class. If they get Arch Manning in the 2023 class, the top-rated signal caller, or one of the top-rated signal callers in 2024, is going to be a hard grab for Texas. There's just no two ways about it. At the same time, if somehow Texas misses on Arch Manning, we could be looking at something entirely different for the 2024 class with Michael Sain, young man out that is one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Some other news from a recruiting perspective at this point, the Longhorns are trying to finish up the portal. They've got a number of prospects they are looking at. O'Shawn Mathis continues to be the prize possession or the prize of the entire situation. We will be monitoring whether or not he will be on campus today for his visit to Texas. Also, we will be looking to see if there are any other transfers that Texas is targeting at this point at positions of possible need, like linebacker, as well as defensive back, and perhaps, only if it's the right one, offensive line. Lots of guys on campus, though, from a recruiting perspective, should be very interesting to watch what happens over the rest of today and tomorrow. Some of the guys that are already committed, also expected to be on campus today. Some of the key players, guys like Terrence Green, a big lineman out of the Houston area, who Texas hasn't offered as of Saturday morning, but could offer later today, is coming in. Ryan Niblett, the explosive wide receiver out of Aldine Eisenhower, will be on his way to campus. There are a number of guys that just, you know, Texas in recruiting continues to be not only deliberate, but purposeful. I would like that. That's kind of the word I would use. They are really going at it from the standpoint of, these are the guys we really like. Let's stick in it with them. And so we will see how this all pans out. In the post game, I want to mention this, and then during the game, we want to invite you guys out, if you're coming to the game, to please join us. We'll be posting the section we'll be sitting in the rough row area of that section sometime mid-afternoon on Saturday on the Inside Texas message board. Please feel free to join us. We're all going to be up there hanging out and trying to have a good time watching the Longhorns. Simultaneously, I want to mention that our post-game coverage should include some good stuff on Saturday night or Sunday morning, depending on when everything can come together and coalesce for us as a group. And then, of course, we'll also be talking about what has happened on in recruiting over the weekend as well. All right, that's going to be it. I appreciate you guys looking at us, listening to us today. I'm solo. I'm here in Austin trying to get things done. I appreciate your time, and thanks for listening to On Texas Football.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.